由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We thank you for joining us today.
非常感谢你收听我们的天路导航。
This is the last in the series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
今天是十诫系列信息的最后一讲。
It is the tenth commandment.
亦都是第十条诫命。
And if you look around you, you find that people are discontented today.
如果你环顾一下周围，就会发现而家时代嘅人都唔满足啊。
In every country and every culture that I have traveled to, I found discontentment abounds.
我发现我到过嘅每一个国家同埋各种唔同文化里面都有好多嘅不满。
And the reason for that discontentment is covetousness.
而造成嗰种不满嘅原因就系贪婪。
Covetousness is not a word that we often use.
原来贪婪呢，唔系我哋经常用嘅字嚟噶。
But covetousness simply means craving for what somebody else has.
但系简而言之，贪婪就系渴求其他人有嘅嘢。
Covetousness is the craving of somebody else's circumstances.
贪婪系渴望有其他人所拥有嘅环境啊。
Covetousness is the craving of what somebody else is.
贪婪就是拥有其他人所拥有的地位，好想要，好想要。
Covetousness is that longing that says, if only, if only, if only.
贪婪就是一种的奢求啊，这种的想法会让到你是这样说，如果有，如果有，如果有就好了。
But let me tell you something about covetousness.
但是我想告诉你一些关于贪婪的特点。
Covetousness is always short-lived.
贪婪总是短暂无常的。
Covetousness can never see the big picture.
贪婪从来都不会让人看到远景的。
Covetousness is always concerning itself with the immediate needs.
贪婪总是只是考虑自己眼前的需要的。
Covetousness is always anxious for instant gratification.
贪婪总是迫切地希望自己得到即时的满足的。
And covetousness will always make you an ungrateful person.
并且贪婪总是让你成为一个不懂得感恩的人的。
Listen to what God said in Exodus 20:17.
让我们一起来听下上帝是在出埃及记里面是怎样讲的。是记载在出埃及记第20:17。他说不可以贪恋人的房屋，亦都不可以贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛、驴和他一切所有的。
I want to tell you something very important about the 10th commandment.
我想跟你讲一些关于第十条诫命的很重要的信息。
I hope you'll never forget what I'm going to tell you.
我希望你唔好忘记我同你讲嘅嘢。
The tenth commandment stands in distinction to the rest of the nine.
第十条嘅诫命同其他九条系唔同噶。
The tenth commandment is very different from the first nine.
第十条诫命系同前面九条系完全唔同噶。
Do you know why?
你知唔知道点解啊
？Because it deals with the matter of the heart.
因为佢系处理紧内心嘅问题。
The first nine commandments openly condemn outward action.
前面九条诫命系对外在嘅行为嘅一啲公开嘅判决。
But the tenth has to do with the mind.
但系第十条系针对人嘅思想嘅。
Jesus said,
耶稣咁样讲过。
That there are inward desires that cause the outward breaking of the commandment.
是内心的欲望导致违背诫命的外在行为。
It was Jesus who told us to guard against our inward thoughts that trigger the outward actions.
正正就是耶稣劝告我们要警惕那些可以触发外在行为的内心思想。
The other 9 commandments all deal with outward actions.
其他九条诫命一路都在讲的是外在的行为的规范。
But the 10th commandment begins from the inside and works its way out.
只有第十条诫命是从内心开始影响到外在的表现。
What does that mean?
这样是什么的意思呢？
It means that you could be the most covetous person on the inside and no one would know it.
他是讲紧你可能内心是非常贪婪的一个人，但是没人知道。
And that is why the 10th commandment makes explicit what in the other 9 are implicit.
但是第十条诫命却是将其他九条诫命暗示的内容显明了出来。
The 10th commandment spells out what God is really after.
第十条诫命是将上帝所真正关心的事讲清楚。
You say, what does God want from me?
你可能会问上帝究竟想我做些什么？
God is looking not only for outward obedience.
原来上帝不单只是寻求外表的顺服。
But more importantly, he is looking for inward obedience.
但是更加重要的是他是寻求着内心的顺服。
And that is why God has to seal his 10 commandments with the 10th commandment about inward obedience.
这个就是为什么上帝一定要用第十条诫命，就是关于内心顺服的诫命来结束十诫。
Without the 10th commandment, we could easily become like the Pharisees.
如果没有第十条诫命的话，我们就会很容易好像法利赛人。
We could focus on outward obedience, but our hearts could be far from God.
我们可能很专注于外表的信服，但是内心却是远离上帝。
And then we should become hypocrites like the Pharisees.
跟着我们就会很容易变成法利赛人。
If you read the Gospels, you will see Jesus' strong words to the Pharisees.
如果你睇圣经嘅话，你就会睇到耶稣对嗰啲假冒为善嘅嗰啲法利赛人嘅责备嘅说话系几咁严厉。
He spoke to them this way because he saw that they were only concerned with outward obedience.
耶稣咁样严厉咁样责备法利赛人，系因为见到法利赛人单单系注重外表嘅顺服。
And not inward obedience.
而冇内心嘅顺服。
And he said to them, "You are like whitewashed tombs."
耶稣话你哋好似游咗灰水嘅坟墓咁样。
Tombs look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside they are full of dead corpses.
坟墓外面系好好睇嘅，但系坟墓入面挤咩噶？挤死尸噶嘛。
And that is why only Jesus can deliver us from sin.
因此只有耶稣能够将我哋从罪里面拯救出嚟。
That is why only Jesus can empower us to obey him inwardly and outwardly.
亦都只有耶稣能赐力量俾我哋，让到我哋真正从内到外咁样完全顺服。
And that is why only the Holy Spirit of God can empower us to keep the commandments.
并且这个就是为什么只有圣灵能够赐我们能力去持守律法。
Without God, nobody can keep the Ten Commandments.
没有上帝的帮助，没人能够遵守十诫。
Without the Holy Spirit's empowerment, we could never keep and obey the Ten Commandments.
而不靠圣灵赐下的能力，我们亦都没可能去持守十诫。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友,
it is out of love and compassion that God gave us all of the Ten Commandments.
因为爱和怜悯，上帝为我们颁布了十诫。
It is out of love and out of compassion that he gave us the Tenth Commandment.
亦都是因为爱和怜悯，上帝为我们制定了第十诫。
Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么?
There are two reasons.
係有兩個原因嘅。
First,
第一個原因。
Because covetousness is deceptive.
係因為貪婪係有欺騙性嘅。
Secondly,
第二個原因。
Because contentment is delightful.
因為知足係快樂嘅。
Because God knows that covetousness is deceptive, He gave us the 10th commandment.
上帝提供俾我哋第十诫，因为佢知道贪婪系呃人嘅。
Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke 12:15.
请让我哋一齐去听下耶稣基督喺路加福音第十二章十五节系点样讲噶。
Jesus said,
耶稣话
，Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
你哋要谨慎自守，免去一切嘅贪心。
A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
因为人嘅生命唔系在于佢拥有几多，屋企几有钱。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something very important.
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，我想话俾你听一啲好重要嘅事情。
If believers really believe these words of Jesus,
如果信徒是真正相信耶稣基督这些话语，
They would radically change their lifestyle.
他们就会从根本上面去改变自己的生活方式。
They would radically reorder their priorities.
他们会从根本上面去重新安排他们的优先次序。
They would radically change so many of their choices.
他们会从根本上面改变很多的选择。
Let me explain what I mean by this.
让我们一起去解释一下我这样讲的意思。
If your self-worth is dependent on your occupation,
如果你自己的自尊是来自你的职业的话，
If your self-worth is dependent on what you wear,
如果你的自尊是赖于你穿什么衫的话，
If your self-worth is dependent on your family connections,
如果你的自尊是依赖于你的家世、你的背景的话，
then that will never, never, never bring you contentment.
这样你就会绝对、绝对、绝对不会有真正的满足。
Because if your self-worth is wrapped up in these things, there's always something better.
因为你的自尊如果是由这些东西包装出来的话，这样一定有东西比这些更好的。
There's always something newer.
一定会有啲更加新奇嘅嘢噶。
There is always someone more successful.
一定会有一啲更大嘅成功噶。
There's always someone richer.
一定会有更大嘅财富噶。
And that is why covetousness is deceptive.
呢个就系点解贪婪系有欺骗性噶。
If you constantly compare yourself to other people, you will be in constant misery.
如果你不停咁样同其他人比较嘅话，你就会不断咁样处喺痛苦之中。
That is why the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10:12.
因此保罗喺哥林多后书十章十二节系咁样讲。
That they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves among themselves, they are not wise.
佢哋用自己量度自己，用自己比较自己，系唔聪明噶。
Covetousness.Has very little to do with how much you have.
跟住，贪婪系同你拥有有几多根本就系冇关系。
Let me speak for a moment to those who are single people.
特别而家呢，我好想同嗰啲单身嘅人首先讲两句。
If you are unhappy as a single person,
如果你唔中意自己嘅单身嘅话。
And you think that you must marry in order to be happy.
然后你认为如果你想开心就一定要结婚的话，
You are deceived.
你就是被人骗了了。
Because if you are not satisfied with who you are,
因为如果你不满意自己，
If you are not contented in your own situation,
如果你不满意自己的境况，
If you are not fulfilled in who you are in Jesus Christ,
你仍然冇喺耶稣基督里面去接纳自己。
Changes in your circumstances are not your ticket to happiness.
单单去改变环境，并唔系去通往快乐嘅一张门券。
So covetousness is deceptive.
所以贪婪系会欺骗人噶。
But secondly, contentment is delightful.
但系第二。知足是快乐的。
In Philippians 4:11, the Apostle Paul said,
在腓立比书四章十一节，使徒保罗是这样讲，
I have learned to be contented whatever circumstances.
我无论在什么的境况里面都可以知足，这些是我已经学识了的东西。
But let me tell you what sometimes happens to believers.
但是我想告诉你听，有些时候会发生在信徒身上的事情。
You are going through life's highway and everything seems to be fine.
你正在通过人生的高速路，好像事事顺利那样。
And then you hit a roadblock.
然后你撞了在路障上面。
Whether it is health roadblock,
可能这个路障是你的健康。
Whether it is relationship roadblock,
可能你这个路障就是你的人际关系。
Whether it is financial roadblock,
可能这个路障是你财政上面的问题。
Whatever your roadblock may be,
无论这个路障是什么都好，
there are two ways to react to your roadblock.
都有两种的方式去面对你所碰见的路障。
The person who has learned to be contented in all things,
一个人学会事事知足的时候，
will see the roadblock as an opportunity for double blessing.
会将这个路障当作一个可以带来双倍的祝福的机会。
You will see it as an opportunity for God to use this situation for His glory and for your good.
你会将它看成为一个机会，藉着这个机会来荣耀上帝，让到你自己都是能够得着益处。
Secondly, you will use this roadblock as an opportunity for God to show you that He alone can fill the empty void in your life.
第二，你就会用这个路障作为一个机会，让上帝向你显明，只有祂才能够填满你生命的空虚。
Listen to what Hebrews 13:5 said.
让我们一起来听下希伯来书第十三章第五节讲的嘢。
Be contented with whatever you have.
你要以自己所拥有的嘢为满足。
Why?
点解咁样讲？
Because He will never leave you nor forsake you.
因为上帝系唔会撇弃你，亦都唔会丢弃你嘅。
If you are not willing to learn to be contented.
如果你不愿意学习知足的话，
then you will be just like God's people who for 40 years went around and around in the desert.
这样你就会好像上帝的百姓一样在旷野漂浮40年。
They looked at the same brushes and rocks and sand over and over and over again.
他们重重复复地看到同样的灌木，同样的岩石，同样的沙地。
I often tell people when they come and talk to me,
我经常跟那些来跟我聊天的人说，
Do not waste your pain.
不要浪费你的痛苦。
Do not waste your suffering.
不要浪费你的磨难。
Do not say, God, get me out of this so I can move on.
不要说上帝啊，帮助我脱离这个苦难，让我好好继续前行。
No, you must learn to say, teach me, Lord.
不要这么说，我们要试下说，主啊，教我。
I want to learn the lesson you have for me.
我好想学习你给我的功课。
I want to say with the Apostle Paul that I have learned to be contented.
我好愿意好像使徒保罗这样说，我已经学习了知足。
But do you know what those words of Paul tell us about Paul?
但是你知不知道保罗这些说话告诉我们保罗的什么特点？
They tell us that the Apostle Paul was not a contented fellow by nature.
呢啲说话话俾我哋听，保罗亦都唔系一个天生就知道知足嘅人。
He had to learn to be contented.
佢一定会通过学习，先至能够成为一个知足嘅人。
And through the pain and the crushing experiences in his life,
而通过保罗嗰啲生活里头嘅痛苦同埋压迫啊。
He began to learn that contentment is delightful.
他开始学会了原来知足是快乐的。
And that contentment delights itself in trusting God.
并且我们信靠上帝的时候就会有知足的喜乐。
Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 3:7-8.
而我们在保罗所写的腓立比书三章第七节和第八节看到什么呢？
He said, so many things I thought were important to me.
他说,只是我先前以为与我有益的事。
But now I have learned.
现在我学识了。
Now that I have my eyes fixed on the prize, they have become rubbish.
现在因为我看到基督对我的赏赐,我都当他们做垃圾了。
There's nothing wrong with success in life.
生活里头有成功是没错的。
But if success is your only aim in life, you will not be contented.
但是如果成功是你人生唯一的目标，你就不会得到满足。
There is one final thing, my listening friend, I want to tell you about covetousness.
各位亲爱的朋友，关于贪婪，我还想讲最后一点。
It is easy to experience contentment when things are going well in your life.
当你生活顺利的时候，你体会知足是很容易的。
But to experience contentment when times are tough and the wind is blowing in your face.
但是当我们去见到艰难，见到逆风的时候，再要我们体会满足。
That is a whole different experience.
就是完完全全不同的事了。
But today you can begin to move from covetousness to contentment.
但是今日你就可以开始从贪婪里头转向知足迈进。
As I conclude, let me recommend that you read Psalm 73.
在结束的时候，我好建议你去阅读诗篇第73篇。
Psalm 73 has been an enormous comfort to me through the years.
这么多年来，诗篇73篇是给了我极大的安慰。
Like the psalmist, I have cried out to God with the age-old question.
好像诗人一样，因为一个很老、很古旧的问题，我就向上帝疾呼。
Why do the wicked seem to prosper while the righteous suffer?
点解恶人会享福，义人会蒙难先？
That is the question the psalmist asked God.
这个亦都是诗人问上帝的问题。
He said, God, if the wicked seem to be healthy and wealthy and free from pain, that means that I have wasted my godliness.
他说，上帝啊，如果恶人都这么健壮、这么富有和没病没痛，那即是我的敬虔废的啦。
And then he begins to see things from God's perspective.
然后他就开始从上帝的角度去看事情。
Not with his own eyes, but from God's perspective.
不再从他自己的视角，而是从上帝的观点。
And when he sees the eternal torment of the wicked,
而当他之后看到恶人那个永恒的惩罚的时候，
When he sees the eternal horror that the very people he was coveting are going through,
当他看到自己曾经羡慕的人所以经历那种无止境的惊恐的时候，
he repents on his face before God.
他就在上帝面前忏悔。
And he says, Lord, I was like a donkey in the state of covetousness.
他就说，主啊，我这么愚昧无知，好像你前面的一些的驴啊，一些的牲畜一样。
And my friend, I want to tell you,That when you move from covetousness to contentment,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想话俾你听，当你从贪婪转向知足，
when you move from worldly thinking to godly thinking,
当你从世界转向敬虔，从世界转向上帝，
God will bless you in double portion.
上帝就会双倍咁样赐福俾你啊。
Because contentment is delightful and it delights itself in God.
因为知足常乐并且快乐本身就系嚟自上帝。
It is our prayer that God would use this series of messages to bless your life.
我哋祈求上帝利用呢一个系列嘅信息嚟为你嘅生活带嚟福气，让到上帝嘅十诫亦都写照喺你嘅内心里面，让到你嘅内心系时常纪念上帝嘅十诫，唔单止系一啲外在行为嘅一啲嘅规范，亦都系规范你嘅内心，让到你哋嘅内心系接近上帝、亲近上帝。
是晴是雨，或是快乐痛苦，我要大声赞美主。不管是得与失，或是贫穷富足，有主同在我就满足。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，耶稣他是我的救主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，有主同在我就满足，有主同在我就满足。就满足，不管是晴是雨，或是快乐痛苦，我要大声赞美主。不管是得与失，或是贫穷富足，有主同在我就满足。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，耶稣他是我的救主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，有主同在我就满足，有主同在我就满足，就满足。
各位听众朋友，你是不是有主与你同在你就满足呢？你的满足的来源是来自什么呢？是不是来自人的夸赞，还是来自上主的与你同在呢？在今天天路导向和你分享的内容，就是希望你是因为与主一起，并且是不去贪恋其他人的财物、妻儿、牛奴，那些一切都是贪恋，你只要贪恋我们的上帝就可以了。贪心就说，主啊，你来更加多，来我的心里更加多，恋主啊，我爱你更加多。贪恋上帝啊，试下今天开始从世界转向上帝，贪恋上帝，知足常乐，有上帝，有耶稣同在，就是天堂。知足常乐的时候，你就会去满足，不需要再贪心，不需要再有十戒之前那些规范里头那些犯这样犯那样犯那样，因为你已经满足，你不需要偷窃去满足，你不需要讲大话满足，你因为有主同在就是满足。在这里我们的一个的十戒的系列呢，又是在这里完结了。希望你在下次节目继续收听我们的天路导向，会为你带来另一个的系列节目。愿上帝赐福给你，再会。